A word now about standing in line. Take a brief snapshot tour of American history in your mind for a second. Picture those photos of unemployed Depression-era men standing in line for free soup. Sanitation workers in Memphis holding signs reading, "I am a man," all in a line. Gay couples lined up at the Justice of the Peace waiting for their marriage licenses. There's another line that's been forming since Friday in Washington outside the Supreme Court. Two historic cases on gay marriage Tuesday and Wednesday. And as you'd guess, the public wants in. There are about 50 seats up for grabs available to the public on a first come, first serve basis. So standing in line seems a fair and democratic American way to get the hottest ticket in America on Tuesday and Wednesday. But it turns out that many of the people in line might not really care about what's going on inside the court. Why? Because there are line sitters paid by someone with deep enough pockets to get someone else to save them a place. Now, no one's breaking any laws here, but in the spirit of us all having equal access to the country's most important institutions, is it right that these seats reserved for the public are in a way available to the highest bidder? Well, Ted Frank is a lawyer and founder of the Center for Class Action Fairness. He joins us now from D.C. Hi, Ted.
Thanks for having me.
It's not just the Supreme Court, Ted. Line standing, paid line standing, is a tradition in Washington outside of high-profile hearings. The Supreme Court, you see it all the time. You've defended the practice. Is it capitalism or anti-democratic?
Well, I've defended the practice of line sitting if you're going to have a first-come, first-served basis. I don't think we should have a first-come, first-served basis. I think these seats are obviously valuable and the government's giving them away for free. And you're going to see them being resold. And it's just a very inefficient way to resell them by saying we're going to sell them for 96 hours of time instead of actual money that could be used to help people.
So what's better than first come, first serve basis then if you can't prevent it, obviously. The tickets are free, but somebody profits. What's better than first come, first serve?
Well, somebody's profiting, but it's the line sitting companies that hire the line sitters and charge the lawyers or the people interested or the hedge fund supporters or whatever who want to see the case, want to see the hearing. If there's a scarcity of seats and an excess demand, when you price it at zero, charge money. Have a market clearing price and use the money to reduce the deficit, to support the judicial system, to pay for public defenders, all sorts of things you could use the money for. And instead, there's just this completely inefficient social cost of forcing people to sit in line to get these highly demanded spots.
Ted Frank, D.C. lawyer, of course, charging money for something like that. You're ready for the backlash, which is to say somebody who's unemployed, who really wants to watch a case about unemployment law, can't afford the ticket.
Well, you're talking about an oral argument at the Supreme Court. And in general, the Supreme Court is the most open of all the branches. When they issued a decision, they include a written opinion that explains their reasoning, explains the precedent. Unlike lobbyists who go to the legislative and the executive branches, anything somebody tells the Supreme Court is also public. The briefs are public. The oral argument is public the same day on the internet for free. The opinion, when they come out, those are public. So in general, the Supreme Court is the most open of all the branches. We don't get to see the legislative backroom dealings, crafting legislation, the meetings with the lobbyists. So as outrages go, it's a relatively small one.
Yeah. Well, Ted Frank, before we have to let you go, it seems to me that a lottery might solve this. It can be free, and anyone who wants to enter the lottery, 200 people, 50 seats. There you go.
And I've suggested that. I said if you're concerned about the fairness of going to the highest bidder, have a lottery. But of course, if you have a lottery and somebody gets a free ticket, it's going to be worth something to somebody, and they're going to see that on Craigslist or on StubHub, somebody wants to pay thousands of dollars for that seat. And again, you're just giving away the thousands of dollars that economic
right.
value, and it will still end up going to the highest bidder, or just the money won't go to the government.
Well, there are hundreds of people standing outside the Supreme Court since Friday. Not all of them really want to get in to see the arguments. They're just doing a job for a few hundred dollars in their own pocket. Ted Frank, lawyer and founder of the Center for Class Action Fairness in D.C. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
So Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.